We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's Tobin and Robbie here with you. Hello, Robbie.
What's up?
Steven's on the other side. Hello, Steven.
What's up, guys?
I have a question for Steven.
I thought about you immediately because of Russell Westbrook being upset with Patrick Beverley. We'll get to that later. There's a lot of drama with that Rockets and Thunder, Clippers game last night. Yeah, among the many that Austin Rivers got his father kicked out of a game.
I did see that.
But yeah, man. So listen. This is a weird week. I'm not gonna lie. This has been a strange week on a lot of fronts.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, yeah. I'll catch you up, Steve. You've been busy with Zaslow and Amber. Yeah. So, as you guys know, Beast is not on the show anymore. The station let go of him on Tuesday, right after the program. Which Tuesday? It's a weird.
Yeah,
day.
It is a weird day.
It's a weird day. Whatever happened to doing these things on a Friday?
Yeah, literally, like five minutes after our show ended.
And then the other thing is, like, I'm sure everybody was yelling at us via text. I didn't even have the text up yesterday because we were at the Radiothon. You know, we were doing an awesome thing with raising money for cancer, and you know, we focused on that. Yeah. That's what we had to. We didn't ignore it. We told you what had happened. It's not like it dropped out of the sky. The other reason this makes her an awkward week is this is also the week where both of those guys were supposed to be on vacation. Leroy and Beast were supposed to be on vacation.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the lineup anyways.
On Thursday and Friday. So this isn't like some weird thing. Like, Leroy's not protesting. Leroy was supposed to be out of town anyway. It was really, really awkward timing for them to do that. But that's radio. Listen, one day I'm going to walk in here and we're either going to be, you know, a reggae station or I'm going to be fired. Like, it's inevitably going to happen one day. Hasn't thankfully happened yet. As long as everything's honored with my contract, shouldn't be happening for multiple years, but you never know.
We're about two or three hijinks away from maybe that happening.
I could let a bush baby loose in the radio station and then, you know, there could be ramifications for that. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is, listen, I know this is a super weird week. Robbie's going to do a fantastic job. He's going to be on this side. Steven's going to do an awesome job. I love working with both of you guys. And we're going to have some fun. We got Ira Windeman joining us today. We're going to do some Heat trivia today. And we'll have we'll do all the hijinks and nonsense that we normally do. But again, I'm not going to be out here just being like, what happened to you guys? And I'm sure I'll interact with you guys more via the text machine today, cuz I don't have to focus on, you know, doing the radiothon.
I mean, I had the text machine open yesterday. I did alert texters to go use the radio.com rewind and go back to that 6 a.m. hour yesterday.
Know.
Yes.
I understand that. Like, look, it was a great day for a great cause.
Yes.
But it was terrible timing for something like that to happen to a radio show where you don't have a co-host on there anymore. So I'll be way more transparent about it today as far as you guys, you know, being upset or you want to voice some stuff to me. You guys can tweet at me at Brendan_Tobin 67974. You guys can text me about it. If you want to call 786-360-0790, I'm fine taking calls about it too. Whatever. I'm happy to do so. It's just yesterday wasn't the time and place, and you know, today's not the greatest time and place either, because we don't have Leroy here. I'd love to have Leroy be a voice in this too, but you know, I don't want you guys to feel like I'm hiding anything from you or ignoring anything. It came as a shock to me. I didn't know that it was going to happen. That's normally how this stuff happens. Look, I got to be honest with you. That is how these decisions happen. That's the exact same way it happened that I found out that we were getting the morning show in the first place. I was the last person. I was literally the last person to know that we were moving to, that we were becoming the morning show. The last. Everybody else had their meetings and they told either the people they were keeping that they were going to be moving, or that they were staying the same, or they were getting radio stations named after him, or they weren't with the station anymore. But the last piece of news we got, the last domino was, hey, you, Leroy Beast, you're going to be part of the morning show. You are going to be our morning show, and you're part of our future plans, which we were tremendously honored by because we have a lot of faith in this show. We've grown a lot. I mean, it's very rare, let me tell you guys, for somebody who's been in this field for a while, that we go from a two-hour radio show 18 months ago to the morning drive show. That's, you know, doubling your time and being in a much more prevalent spot.
How long was that hashtag third hour campaign that we begged for a third hour?
We begged for a third hour for 2 years, and then we got 4 hours in 11 months. So, yeah, it's been a lot of changes, and it's been a lot of stuff that's been unexpected, and these stuff's, yeah, it's just the way it is. Things are kind of just dropped into your lap. I do feel fortunate that on my end, I haven't been one of the unfortunate ones who have been just cut loose for no reason. Again, I say that's why I count my lucky stars every single day, because it could happen. Who knows? Whenever it could happen, I'm just dear.
And it's gonna be super abrupt too. You're not gonna be ready for it.
I'm not gonna be ready for it. They're just gonna be one day. Galen is gonna be chasing you down, asking to speak to you in private, and letting you know what happens.
Only Francesa gets the farewell tour.
Right, Francesa gets to go out on his own terms twice in the span of a year. So yeah, look, guys, we're gonna have fun today. But I understand, like, when any time a change happens, like, people get upset. They get upset. I was upset. And that's because Beast was an important part of the radio show. As I said this on my Instagram post, if you guys saw, he was an important piece in us getting to where we had to go. I know he was also the great punching bag on the show. He took a lot of licks, which we had fun with. He always made things weird. And, you know, from my standpoint, I had a lot of fun working with him. I know a lot of people like to trash Beast, and a lot of people like to think, oh, he's got a skeevy reputation. Yeah, he makes things weird and all that stuff, but he really is a good guy to be around, and I did like working with him. I did like working with him a lot, and I thought that I thought we had a fun dynamic as a show, because, you know, this wasn't, I can tell you, and Robbie could tell you this, we're not a show that just, when the mics turn off during breaks, we stop talking to each other. We're not the type of show that when, you know, 10 a.m. hits, we don't talk to each other. We're talking to each other throughout the day. We're goofing off. We're making fun of each other. I can tell you that we've been texting in the midst, even since the decision happened. We've been talking nonstop. We're still goofing at each other. We still have our whole group chat together. That's just the way it is. Like, I don't know when that's going to go away. I know that when you don't work together, things eventually, you know, die down a little bit. But for right now, it hasn't. And yeah, that's it. We just wish nothing but the best for Beast, because he's a good dude. He's a good dad. He's a good husband. He's got an awesome family. And, yeah, I just wish, I just wanted to opine on that a little bit more today, because, you know, we didn't have to focus on raising money for charity and doing that, because, again, I don't want to hide from you guys. I don't want to let you guys feel like, I'm leaving you in the dark, or I'm trying to be shackled with secrecy. Nobody told me not to say anything. Like, it's just one of the, they just said, hey, this is what it is. I'm just like, that sucks. And we move on, I guess. I don't know. That's just how it is. So anyway, again, you guys can communicate however you want. Boxed in at theticketmiami.com, 67974 on the text, at Brendan_Tobin on Instagram or Twitter. You guys don't want to put it out there on Twitter for people to see, you can DM me on Instagram. I'm happy to do that too. I'm sure as anybody who has messaged me on Instagram will tell you, I'm very interactive with all of our listeners. I always typically either respond or acknowledge what you say. Rare are the times that I just ignore you, unless you're just being a flat out jackass, which in that case, maybe I'll ignore you or maybe I'll roast you. I don't know. Either way, I've gone on this long enough. Let's get to the rest of our radio show today, and let's get to Robbie. He's going to hit us with some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So we got a little basketball tonight, a little happy hour basketball tonight.
I like this.
6 o'clock tip-off, Heat in Cleveland. It's at 6 o'clock because Thursday Night Football,
yes,
the Browns are at home, and they don't want any conflict and traffic. And, you know, I'm sure the stadiums are pretty close to each other.
Cavs not terrible
at 4-6. In fact, there's something fishy going on with this Heat game. You sent me that the Heat were a 5-point road favorite.
Yes.
But a lot of the betting sites out there don't have a line out for this game yet.
Really?
So I'm really, I mean.
Jimmy Butler sick?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Everybody's getting sick because I saw Goron got sick.
It's 29 degrees out in Cleveland.
29 degrees in Cleveland. I don't know. Yeah, no, I went to the place I always go is Odd Shark. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that website. It just pleases my eye. And so I go there and I saw last night there were 5-point favorites. Is the line off now on Odd Shark?
I'm going to check Odd Shark now, okay. But I know on the ESPN app on my phone, it says the Heat -3.5, but you can't really rely on that. That's a little bit shaky. I don't know. I wouldn't rely on that. It's not something you could bet on right away. That's an old saying. If you can't bet on it, don't trust it.
Yeah, Odd Shark still has it at this is from Bovada. They have it at
yeah, I checked Bovada too. Didn't they? They had it off the board too.
This is 2 hours ago. This is what I got.
2 hours ago?
Heat -5.
Okay, yeah, that. Wow, that's pretty okay. That's a lot more than I saw it yesterday at 2.5, and now at 3.5, and now
I thought it was a pretty big spread too. So, because as I said,
Maybe it's Kevin Love. Maybe they're thinking that Kevin Love's out.
Maybe he is Mr. 4-6.
Yeah, you never know what Kevin.
Although
Love.
Tristan Thompson is their sniper now. They've unlocked Tristan Thompson. It's crazy.
Yeah, he made a three in Philadelphia before Ben Simmons did.
Some crazy things happening with basketball, man. Andrew Wiggins is good at basketball now. It was weird. You know what are you shaking your head for? Steve, you don't trust any of this?
No, not really.
people are like, I'm just waiting for the Andrew Wiggins thing to stop. This thing, what has this been? It's been 10 games. It's gotta come to fruition. He can't be this good. Because I got to be honest with you. When the Heat lost to Andrew Wiggins the way they did, I thought, like, well, that is the most random comet of basketball that's ever happened.
I was so mad when that happened.
But it seems like that was just the jumping off point, the guy having a really good year. It's
true.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
By the way, the happy hour start time for the JetBlue Vacations pregame show at 5 o'clock right here on the ticket. So an interesting Zaslow and Tommy Tighe will have that for you. You got the Panthers. They're also back in action tonight.
Yes.
They're skating against the Winnipeg Jets. The puck drops at 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center.
It's gonna be interesting. I mean, the Panthers are just coming off their biggest comeback franchise history. A strange game because you have Bobrovsky who got lit up in the second period.
Montembeau
came in. Montembeau's 23, came in, shut that ass down, and the Panthers came all the way back to get a win. It's look, man, I'll tell you one thing about these Panthers. For those who haven't been watching, listen, this is the most hockey I've ever watched.
They're racking up points.
They rack up points like crazy. They're never out of a game. This team, they score like crazy. Obviously, the defense hasn't been tremendous. Bobrovsky hasn't been tremendous. But in the midst of these games, like, the problem is if, like, you're just doing fantasy hockey and you're saying, like, Bobrovsky gives up 3 goals a game, I get you. But also on these things where this guy has come up through big saves to keep things where they are and has helped rally comebacks, so it's not all as simple as that. But, yeah, look, it's been very uneven as far as these games have been concerned with the Panthers from a defensive standpoint. But, my God, you want to talk about high-scoring hockey? No matter the score, these guys are in these games and seemingly are coming back and winning them too. It's been really – they're an entertaining – I'll tell you one thing. Panthers are an entertaining watch.
Well, speaking of the goaltending, I'm sure your daughter wanted Luongo back. He wanted Roberto back, and he is now a special advisor to the general manager. They brought him back.
I love it.
Is he a special advisor to Bobrovsky?
Yeah, absolutely. Bobby Lou should be there. I wonder. That's interesting. Well – I'll ask if they've had any interaction next time we talk to him. See what the deal is there. I think he's doing some kind of thing today too, Luongo. But that's cool. Listen, he's the most recognizable Panther of all time. To have him in the organization is super obvious, and it's great. It's good that he's got going to be by the side of Dale Tallon. And yeah, maybe he will advise. I don't know what goes on with that.
Maybe the Heat can learn something from that. You know, with Dwayne Wade,
the shadow president.
Yeah.
Ooh.
D Wade's now. He just made one of People Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive.
Whoa,
he is. There was a huge honor. Gabrielle Union and him doing a cute little. They're adorable. They had a cute little interview, and she's like, "Oh, my favorite part is when I work out with Dwayne." And he's
like at the Gatorade commercials.
She also claims that Dwayne Wade's thirst trapping. Like he likes to go run around his neighborhood in L.A. shirtless to get the ladies all hot and bothered. That was hilarious.
That's hilarious.
You got anything else, Robbie?
Yeah, we got a Thursday night football tonight. Big game.
All right.
So it works out perfectly with the Heat schedule. The Heat game is going to end right around 8:30, and then boom, you got Thursday night football.
Perfect.
Steelers and Browns. Browns are a 3-point favorite at home. And, you know, obviously, you know, we have Dolphins have rooting interest because, you know, the Steelers have the Steelers first-round pick.
100%.
And I have a feeling Minka's going to get 3 or 4 lucky interceptions tonight.
My bad guy to root against Minka Fitzpatrick. I don't like the dude. I don't like the fact that he's good.
Why would we be back?
I'm rooting against him. I hope that Baker Mayfield lights that ass up. Now, he probably won't because he's terrible.
Baker Mayfield.
He's probably going to get picked off twice, and Minka will probably have another pick six. Maybe even a cheap one that gets deflected to him. Who knows? But, I'm definitely rooting for Cleveland tonight. Some words that I never thought I would ever say.
Yeah. In the second game, we're not rooting for Cleveland in the first game. Obviously.
No, in the first game, I wish nothing but destruction on them.
So they have to break even. Cleveland can't win both sporting events in one night.
Something has to be paid to the sports gods.
That's how it works. Look at the Warriors. They're paying massive debt.
They're sacrificing everything. Everything.
I mean, the Heat didn't even get it that bad when we lost LeBron.
And this new lottery.
I mean, they did lose Chris Bosh's blood.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Pretty bad.
But he's still alive.
He is alive. That's fair. That's, I mean, yes.
But yeah, but that was, they basically offered, they had to offer that to the gods. You know?
We had to offer his blood circulation and ability to play basketball. But yeah, it's,
And the Warriors offered Steph Curry's hand and, you know, Klay Thompson's knee.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's weird, too, because Kevin Durant's already kind of been sacrificed to the basketball gods. I wouldn't figure you have to do sacrifice for sacrifice, but here we are. The only man standing is Draymond Green, kind of.
And D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. Just they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the great tandem with him and Steph Curry. We're like, really? All right.
And Pascal. And Pascal.
Crazy. Anything else, Robbie?
Yeah. Oh, and, you know, Brian Flores, he did confirm to reporters that the Dolphins will have a representative at Colin Kaepernick's workout on Saturday.
All right. We'll get to a little bit of that with Coach Flo and the decision to do that. I know everybody's ready to talk Colin Kaepernick again. Right. I think we're all loosened up. I think we've had a nice little break. So yeah. Let's get loose. Let's talk a little cap, too. But coming up next, let's get to a little bit of 15 minutes of heat. They are in Cleveland taking on the Cavaliers tonight, looking to extend their record to 8-3. We'll talk a little Heat basketball next with 15 minutes of Heat.
15 minutes of Heat.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time for 15 minutes of Heat, brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today.
You guys have ruined this song for me. Every time I go to Heat games now, I'm like, why is this song so fast?
I know, I hear it too, and I hear the fast version. I hear the regular version. Like, whoa, it's way too fast. Slow it down.
Nope. This is love making Glenn Fry. Especially, there's been a lot of sans pants nights with this Miami Heat team. 7-3 to start the season. Now they go back out on the road. The road, listen,
it's so tricky.
You can't beat them. You can't beat them at home right now. It's a house of horrors for the NBA. You try coming into the American Airlines Arena and winning a basketball game. You can't do it this year. Impossible. But now they got to venture out into the tundra. They have to go to Cleveland. It's 29 degrees there, hell on earth. And they are 4-6. They're not terrible. Cleveland's not terrible. Tristan Thompson's doing things this year. They're making him shoot threes. Colin Sexton's not a joke this year. So, you know, as far as Cleveland being one of the worst teams in the league, they're not that. They're not the Knicks. They're not in an absolute embarrassment.
They pummeled the Knicks by 31 points.
Yep, that's the one that got the that got all the rumors started. With
Steve Mills, yeah.
Yeah, with David Fizdale. Steve Mills was like, what? I can't believe not signing Julius Randle and Marcus Morris, stealing him out of his commitment with the Spurs. I can't believe this has gotten us to this point. I can't believe it. And so, you know, this year you got a team where, like, Tristan Thompson, he's averaging 16 points, almost 12 rebounds a game. He's been really, really good. He's been really good, which is crazy to think, because when that Tristan Thompson contract was signed, like, the only news that was coming out of Tristan Thompson was the fact that he cheated on Khloe Kardashian. Other than that, his contract's been an absolute albatross. Not this year. He's been absolutely kicking ass for them. It's been very strange to see. He's shooting 50% from three this year.
That's insane.
It's bananas.
Now, I keep losing track. What hand does he shoot his free throws with? Because I remember he had that snafu. I don't know if it's the right or left hand. I remember he switched back and forth
in
Texas.
I'm not sure.
But man, I don't know what he's doing now. But whatever hand he's using, it's obviously working.
It's obviously working. He's having a much better season for himself. Kevin Love is healthy this year, so
allegedly.
So they're throwing him out there. So they got, look, this is gonna be an interesting matchup because they got the double bigs. You know, they're not exactly the strong inside presence bigs. They're obviously guys who are trying to spread the floor and things like that. So. I don't know if this is going to be a tumultuous matchup or not for Miami, but we did see a little bit of that of big men who are willing to go inside. We saw that give the Heat a little bit of trouble against the LA Lakers, but these guys don't typically play like that. It is going to be they are two excellent rebounders, so obviously on missed shots, you're going to have to be active. You're going to have to throw everybody out there. I don't know if Tyler Hero is going to be going, or is he still questionable for tonight?
I think he's still questionable. I mean, that can't be the reason why there's no line.
No, that can't be the reason there's no line. But, I mean, the young buck is, he's got those young legs. He is active, and he does go and get rebounds for the Heat as well. You know, Jimmy Butler has been absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's really been amazing watching him play basketball and share for this team. And the team, like, it was interesting. I was reading some things from Shandell Richardson just talking about how, you know, Goran Dragic, Bam Adebayo, they're talking about how much they love going to practice. Like, this guy has... He's not overbearing. He's got actually a very laid back presence when it comes to practice. But the way he practices, the way that he goes about his work, really, really has them enjoying just the entire process. I'll tell you, man, like being in the Heat locker room a couple nights ago, Robbie, like this team, it's so loose. They have a lot of fun together. Steve, can you get me from our sound folder from today? There's a couple of cuts in there just with Bam Adebayo and Myers Leonard goofing on Jimmy Butler, and then Jimmy Butler goofing with Bam Adebayo, because, you know, like as these press conferences are going on, and mind you, I haven't been in a losing locker room yet for the Miami Heat. They're undefeated at home, so I don't know what that's going to be like when it comes. But, you know, like, if I could give people a for whatever reason, Myers Leonard likes hanging out in the locker room. I haven't seen anybody go up to Myers Leonard yet and like have a full media session with him at a game after a game. You know, normally they're talking to Myers at like practice, but Myers Leonard he hangs out. He's normally the first person out of the shower. Mm. He's ready to roll, but he likes being part of the action. He likes jawing with everybody. That's right, Myers. And he has things to say. And so as the media, he loves doing the fake media questions in the background. He's like, what do you think about your game, Jimmy Butler? he'll do that nonstop. He's a big clown.
He went full Ed Orgeron yesterday. I'm having a press cut. We're having a press conference.
Well, that was the great thing. So he's just hanging out. He likes just sitting back and he's watching everything happen. So if I can paint the picture for everybody, it's like, all right, typically you're going to talk to like two guys after a Heat game, maybe three if you're feeling real froggy. And the two guys, and one of them is going to be Jimmy Butler. I mean, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Just like when it was Heat games, everybody waited by Dwayne Wade's locker. He's the guy you're going to wait for. And then you'll probably talk to whoever had the second best game. In this case, it happened to be Bam, and it happened to be Jimmy. And Jimmy Butler he gets out, he's icing his knees, and then he goes, takes a shower, comes back. So everybody kind of shifts on over to Bam Adebayo. But Jimmy doesn't stop talking. He's like, and Myers is still just hanging out in the background. So, but Jimmy wants to just goof off and ruin Bam's media session. And so Bam wasn't having it.
As the season goes on, we'll be ready for it.
Bam,
hey, Myers, go get him, bro. Go get him, bro. Go get him.
Hey, relax. We're trying to do media.
My dog. As simple as that. Simple as that. You up back there yelling. What you yelling for?
We're having a press conference.
Hey!
Trying to do media.
He's got the scariest voice. Like it's so terrifying. He really is. Scary.
You know, dude, that's not a joke.
Honestly, if I was Myers Leonard, just to mess with kids on Halloween, I would just stand behind a tree and just make scary voices. That's what I would do, just for fun. Listen, if I had a voice,
dude,
like that.
Yeah, you're a kid and you walking by for candy. Do you hear that?
Listen.
Listen.
I'm running away. But I have a question for you, and this question may have to be asked.
Yeah.
Since you know that you're talking about the Heat locker room being so loose and laid back and everyone's
Laid back.
Is that because Deion is not in the locker room?
I don't know, man. Like, here's the thing. I don't think anybody hates Deion Waiters, but I feel like he's just been very forgettable. Everybody's just kind of pulling in the same direction. Everyone's cool. It's not really brought up. It's like it's not one of these things where everybody's dying to see him or anything like that. I think it's just one of those things where it's just like, all right. I do think not having Hassan Whiteside in the locker room
Because I'm sure Portland's feeling the same way.
Yeah, like I saw some quotes from Bam yesterday. I think Anthony Chang wrote a piece where, I don't actually know if it was Anthony. I know it was Miami Herald, but forgive me for not checking the byline. But it was Bam talking about that he feels this is the first time he's really been unlocked, and it was Anthony Chang. I just confirmed. But he feels like he's getting utilized the right way, and he says, quote, "It's not really criticism, it's honesty. As a rookie, I didn't get to start. I'm a big, and we had somebody they depended on and invested in front of me, so you can't really dictate how that goes. So I'm just learning my ways, taking my time, and now it's my time to show who I really am." And a guy that he really is a guy who likes to have the ball in his hands and make plays for people. That's who he is. He's talking about watching tape of Rajon Rondo, watching tape of Draymond Green, LeBron James. Like, he is studying the best passers in the league. And it is culminated in this team being very good at sharing the basketball, and that's what they like to do. I don't want to say almost to a fault, but I think that there's still got to be that next level where these guys know when, if they have it going, in a weird way that it's not that they all need a little bit of Deion in them or a little bit of Kendrick Nunn, but sometimes you need to know when to flip that switch of to be the guy. But right now, they just prefer playing the game the right way, finding the open shot, finding what they deem the better shot, and that's how they go. Now, here's the second part of the press conference shenanigans. So, Jimmy Butler, it's his turn to talk.
Oh,
you thought Bam Adebayo was going to let this slide? No way. No, you interrupt my press conference? I'm going to interrupt your press conference.
I think I still passed the ball to the open guy a lot. Maybe I shot a couple bad ones.
Hey, Jimmy.
What? Bam. You
told me I need to shoot the ball more.
I agree. I tell you that. Every time I pass it to you, I yell, shoot it. I literally yell, shoot it.
Literally. Just, it's nonstop shenanigans, bro. It's so much fun in there. Which is good. It's good to see them winning, man. Like, this team has been a lot of fun. We need a winner down here.
Yep.
And that's what they've been so far. So hopefully they can get a win out tonight on the road in Cleveland. Who is look?
They're not for Cleveland standards. They're pretty good.
Yeah, he's not your older cousins, Cleveland. He's these guys seem a lot better than they were last year. They obviously have a little bit more of a veteran presence. Second year for Colin Sexton, all that stuff. So we'll check that out tonight. They're 4-6, but the Heat. I think if you were being real about it, like your 5-point road favorites, people are telling you, you got to win this game. You should win this game. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens tonight. We'll roll on. We'll continue on with more right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday morning.
Yeah.
It is Tobin and Robbie here with you. Leroy's out on vacation. Explain what went down with Beast.
Radio.com Rewind.
Yeah, if you guys want to know what I said about Beast, Radio.com Rewind. That's what they wanted there for. I gave a whole soliloquy on it to start today's radio program, so it's all there for you. I am responding to all texts, tweets, and emails about it. I'm happy to. I'm not hiding anything. I don't want to, you know, damper down the whole show with it. But I'm not, like, listen, if you guys want to ask questions about it, you can text 67974. You can tweet me at Brendan_Tobin. I'm happy to take any critiques, any of that stuff. That's fine. Even if you're Dan Celia, who wants to just hose down our entire station. I saw that yesterday, and I'm like, it's like, hey, man, what is this for? And then I'm like, does anybody care about this tweet? Like, I'm looking at Dan Celia, who's just, like, taking a flamethrower.
I didn't even see this.
I'm not saying don't hide your opinions on Twitter. Fine. But why do you got to at the station? Like, what is the need for that? You think that's going to go over well? Like, the people are like, yeah, tell him, Dan.
Does he still capitalize every other word in his tweets like he used to?
I think he was more put together with this one. He was more reserved. But it was like, you know, come on, bro. What are you talking about? Like, and the other thing, too, is like, it's like you want to consider the draw down here as a station. It's like, yeah, bro, but you, like, you're acting like you came down here and you lit things up. Like, you did it. Like, what are we talking about here? It'd be one thing, like, if you want to say, like, yeah, it was in my run down here, I was a monster. It's like, yeah, but you weren't. Like, it's a weird thing for him to just it just pops up on my Twitter feed last night because I get the 7-9 of the ticket notifications. Yeah. Which, you know who the worst for that is Zaslow.
Oh. Hey,
Zaslow, don't be afraid to take 7-9 of the ticket out of the replies, bro. I don't need every one of your replies to everybody. I'm just saying, man. I wish I could teach him how to use the internet. It's a lost cause, though. Guy only knows how to use Facebook. See, barely. And that's barely. He's, you know, we're just teaching him the proper way to shoot a video, not doing the up angle. My God. You gotta chill out with that, man. It's ridiculous. So yesterday, we found out that Chase Young is only going to be suspended for one more game,
and
Robbie.
Just so happens, who's that one game against?
Who was it against?
Rutgers.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. And the game after that is Penn State. Chase Young will be back. Talk about fishiness.
How convenient.
It is very convenient. But it's one of these things where I like it being convenient because here's the problem. All right, I'm very torn here. I don't want Ohio State. I don't want good things for them. But I also don't think this is something Chase Young should be punished over.
Yeah.
It's a silly thing that we get crazy over. However, if I were to swap out the name Chase Young for Gregory Rousseau.
Ooh.
And Gregory Rousseau were to, you know, wine and dine his lady friend to come to a bowl game to watch him play. I mean, oh, it'd be awesome if we got to go to a playoff game. Oh, I mean, that'd be fantastic.
God, dude, Orange Bowl.
I would love that. I got a feeling that it would be a bit more stiff of a punishment.
Yeah,
I'm just
he'd
saying.
He'd be suspended forever.
I don't feel like he'd ever play college football again. That's just me.
And if his one game suspension was against FIU and then they have a big game up after FIU, then it's going to raid. That would be, you know.
It'd just be interesting. Yeah. I would like, you know, I don't want anything like that to happen to Miami, but I'm just telling you, when I've seen these things happen to Miami, you know, like when they have strippers on a boat.
Oh, or, God.
You know, you're just hanging out with Nevin Shapiro at his house or whatever. Let's just, you know. That seemed to get you like 4 years of the cloud and probation going down. It wasn't even like you were, they just had to do the investigation. Lord knows what was taking them so long. Now they're doing investigations like this. They're hopping to, investigation done in 2 weeks. So guess what? You get to come back after Rutgers. Like, shouldn't that have been what took you so long with the Canes? I mean, what do I got? Like, I got like four Facebook pictures to tell you, Turns out these Canes, they were partying their asses off a little bit too much in college. It's like, yeah, well, look where they play. It's Ohio State. They get to skate on everything.
Well, I am a little selfishly happy that he's coming back sooner than expected because I needed to do some more notepad evaluation on Chase Young. I was a little worried that his season would end and wouldn't it be any more notepad games.
Right. Well, is he gonna, like, in all honesty though, the Rutgers game.
He can't show anything against Rutgers. Like, then we.
I mean, if he were to have 10 sacks,
Rutgers, no sale.
Not, like, it's Rutgers.
Yeah,
the Rutgers stats. Like,
yeah.
It'd be like you with Brad Kaya when he takes on FAMU. You're not counting those stats. Nobody hosed down Brad Kaya like you.
It's a theory.
You know what the spread is for? I don't want to give it too much away for the Magnificent Seven, but
just give me a tease.
Ohio State is on the road at Rutgers. They are 53-point favorites on the
Jesus.
Road. I've never seen that for a road game ever in a conference game.
That's crazy.
53-point favorites. I won't say anymore.
53 points?
53 points. But, yeah, even without Chase Young, and Chase Young will come back against Penn State. And, you know, he was number one on my power rankings for the longest time. And then Joe Burrow and that Tua had that epic clash, and it had to be noted.
It had to be noted because it's the most, like, it was the biggest college football game of the year. Everybody was tuning into that game. So many NFL fans were tuning into that game to see who their quarterback was going to be. So, like, I don't, you know, until they get to the playoffs, Michigan will obviously be big because it's always Michigan. Mm. But I don't know if Chase Young's going to have a game of that kind of stakes. And, like, even still, like, if Chase Young were to have a game where, you know, even if it's in the playoffs, he comes and gets two sacks, that's a monster game for him. It's a monster game that he can only make a couple.
It's a quality offensive line.
You see him three times. Like, you know, Joe Burrow and Tua, like, they're going and they have the ball in their hands all game long. All game, and it can impact it. I mean, you know, I know Tua was helped out by his running back, and that guy was big for him as
but
well.
He made that deep bomb before the end of the
deep
game.
Deep bomb. And it's one of those things where when people say, well, quarterbacks don't take on each other. Now, they kind of do. No, they kind of do, actually. So when people say to me, why do we talk about quarterback matchups so much? It's like, well, because you got to answer the guy you're taking on every single possession. That's kind of the point. I don't know if you guys, like, when you're watching that game, yeah, Tua's not out there playing cornerback, but he has to go and he has to answer Burrow. And in the same way, they're both kind of auditioning for the top pick. They're both auditioning for. Now, the funny thing is, I wonder which one of these. We do have our situation where you got Cincinnati. Let's just say it's Cincinnati and Miami. Which one of those is more desirable? Like, is there any chance? Because I know we were talking about this Eli Manning, Philip Rivers thing. Remember when that happened back in the day?
Yeah. I think they're about the same level of desire, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know people.
Because Joe Burrow's from Ohio, right?
Joe Burrow's from Ohio. But I think his family, like, all played in Nebraska. And then, you know, and then he
loves living in terrible places.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Baton Rouge is the nicest place he's lived in his entire life.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so I think he would probably welcome the warmer weather in South Florida. And that's not saying, it's not like playing for the Dolphins, it's playing in South Beach. But I think.
Davey's pretty great. I mean, you got Las Patas.
Oh, yeah.
You got Twin Peaks. You got some good places to eat in Davey. You got the Roundup.
Don't tell Las Patas to Perk. He says they have too much meat in their subs.
Who?
Perk. Oh, you weren't there for that day. Perk.
Perk says that Las Patas has too much meat in their
subs?
Yes,
he said there's too much meat and there's not enough flavor and juice to the subs. Yes, this was a while ago.
What a weird complaint.
Like, Leroy went off.
If anything, more meat in the sub. That's like that's it. I want to be like Popeye, just like a cartoon sub. That's what I want it to look like.
Yeah, because I got it kind of with Las Patas. I don't think he has a valid complaint with Las Patas, but I kind of get what he's trying to say. Like, when you have a sub or a burger that has a meat, but not enough, you know, like, there's way more meat than there is, like, you know, cheese and other condiments. Or just, like, imagine having a seven-patty burger with no cheese or anything else. It's going
to
be eh.
No, the place I see this happen is Publix, because Publix likes to run up the score when it comes to toppings.
Yes.
Like, they put so much lettuce. Like, it looks like, you ever pack yourself a box with all the popcorn in it just to make sure nothing gets damaged if it's fragile goods? That's what a public sub looks like with all the lettuce they put in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much. You could go take a you could fall from a building. If there was a public sub on the bottom of it, you'd be safe from the crash because of all the lettuce on it. There's so much lettuce.
The lettuce and the tomatoes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oozing of mayo and mustard.
Oozing. Ah, public subs are still so good.
I mean, the prices are going up, I will say.
They are. I mean, listen, you know that you're in a situation right now where people will pay. You know, you that sneaky run up on the score, be like, all right, but it's still a public sub.
Well,
that's pretty good.
You know, I have a low key boycott going on, not of public subs, but of Subway for like this is like I've been on this boycott for like 4 or 5 years running because remember back in the day they used to have the jingle $5 foot long, and you know they have you know all these you know all these sometimes they had February, which is any sub was $5 foot long, and then low key without telling anybody they made that disappear, and then several months later they're like, come get the $6 foot long.
That's
like,
right.
They're trying to make us look like we were like we would have noticed. Like, wait a minute, bro.
At least that's a small, like, you know what this happened recently with me, honestly? I don't mind small increases. Like, Netflix has been slowly doing that. It's like every few months, it's like, 50 cent up on the old stream fee. Pretty soon, Netflix is going to be like $30 a month. But
well, I don't know, this Disney Plus, they have competition now.
Well, they do have competition now. Let me tell you something. My kids have been hooked on that Disney Plus for two days. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
It's like crack.
They have everything at their disposal. Even my wife, she's like, you know what I want to watch? Captain America. I've never watched it. Boom. So now we're in the, and you could put the settings on Disney Plus to have the Marvel movies in sequential order.
It's a
good thing.
Whoa.
So you could just binge watch them like that. I'm telling you, it's fun. But
they have National Geographic too on the
Disney
Plus.
Yes, they do. I can't wait to hop into that. But it's one of those things. You know who did this? They did this like it was criminal what they did. The Zone. They gave you like 5 months of $10 a month, and then all of a sudden they're like, guess what? $20 a month. I'm like, what? Is that my fault? You gave Canelo Alvarez $350 million. You got no idea how to pay him on it. They're like, listen, guys, we went a little too hard on this Canelo Alvarez. Maybe they do got to do that Masvidal fight.
And don't they freeze all the time?
Oh, dude. I'm going to tell you something about DAZN. This is not a question of their production or the talent on that. I think they got fantastic people doing the broadcast, the way they do the broadcast. The stream quality on DAZN sucks. I've been on this train forever. Steven will tell you because I talk about it basically every fighter's fury. Because every time there's a DAZN fight, I mean, it's hopping around all over the place. I'll be in the midst of watching a Canelo Alvarez fight. All of a sudden, boop! I'm back at the first prelim card. I'm like,
oh my God!
What is this garbage that you have put together? You're charging me. By the way, they by far charge more than any other streaming platform. I don't know what does Hulu charge. Does anybody know?
Hulu's like
Hulu Live is $50. Like if you get the Hulu Live,
the whole package. But like if you just get standard Hulu, isn't it only like $15?
It's nothing. It's cool. Like Netflix.
Hulu has a lot of ads though.
Because they have the ad version and then the no ad version.
No, the basic level of Hulu is $5.99 a month. The premium is $11.99 a month.
I don't think there's anything that touches DAZN in terms of charging you. And their whole argument is, well, we give you pay-per-view level fights. Like, you give me like four a year. Like, if you want to tell me maybe if I was DAZN, do premium months where like this is a Canelo month. You got to pay $20 a month.
Ooh, that's a genius
idea. Or premium month. We got Anthony Joshua fighting this. But every month you're charging me $20 a month. Like it is egregious.
Like, it's kind of like what ESPN Plus does. But like when they have a pay-per-view, they have a special upcharge for the UFC pay-per-view.
Yeah, you have the right to go buy a pay-per-view. I mean, like I appreciate, but it's like one of those things. Well, you're not paying $60. It's like, yeah, but I didn't buy every pay-per-view. I don't know.
But by the way, Amber might have been onto something yesterday when she's saying when she was talking about all the money you save by cutting the cord with the cable, and now you got all these subscriptions. Now with this new Disney Plus, it's like Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Netflix.
It has no end.
Yeah.
It has no end.
So you might have been better off keeping the cable, like what Amber was saying yesterday.
I still keep it because I don't ever know when the internet's going to go out. I like to keep the backup plan. I'm not ready to cut the cord.
Especially for those of you that have DirecTV, Especially, I know Leroy has too. He has backup cable.
100%. All right, we'll get you caught up in your headlines. We'll be back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.